Welcome to the MRO Show, presented by Chattel Supply. I'm your host, Rebecca Wagner, and today we're joined by two amazing people who are...
I'm Matt Neville, National Account Manager with Chattel Supply.
I am Xavier Solomon. I reside here in Orlando, Florida, and I have the pleasure of working at Phoenix Orlando Apartments.
So Xavier, talk to us a little bit about what the planning looks like going into turn season. How early do you start? Kind of what is your process?
So for me, turn starts as soon as move-in day is finished. You're already starting to plan for the next year. You're picking up things that you know you've already could have done better. And you're planning for the things that you knew that maybe were in short of, or that you're wanting to make sure that you don't lose supply of. So it's important that the earlier you start, the more successful and the better that your turn is going to be.
So as soon as you're saying, as soon as someone moves out, you're already starting the next student turn process.
As soon as my move-in day is finished, we're already planning for the next move out and the beginning of the next turn season.
Wow. So that, how many months out could that be?
We're talking anywhere from 11 to the full 12 months out. We're wanting to make sure that we encompass and use the entire year to just make sure that this turn and this move-in is going to be, you know, secondary to the next one, and that each one becomes more and more successful.
So your overall goal is actually to have them renew in that first impression that you're making with them coming into a brand new turn.
We want to increase our renewals, and we want to make turn better. If that's a matter of lowering costs or just making the experience smoother, we're trying to make sure that we perfect it all.
So Matt, you have a lot of experience with student turns in the industry. Can you talk a little bit about your process and how you walk through it?
Absolutely. So at Chadwell Supply, we also want to be involved. As soon as that move-in is completed, we would love to engage the property at that point in time. We want to be there and make sure that we're understanding what failed, what actually went well, and then how we can provide and help provide solutions for that. I know personally, I have a son in college, and we went up and we were moving him into his apartment, and the apartment wasn't ready. So then my son, he had to go to a hotel room for 2 weeks before he started school. So I know from personal experience that you don't want that for for the parents who are coming there, for the students that are coming there. So with Chadwell Supply, what we look at is doing is we want to be the partner from the very beginning. We want to figure out how we can integrate what supply chain things that we need to be looking out for based on your needs. When you're looking to bring, we call it furniture, fixtures, and equipment, because typically Chadwell Supply comes in after that. So furniture, fixtures, and equipment, then we're providing quotes for you early on in the process, even up to 6 months out. That way you can evaluate our quotes with other competitors, and then we can lock in those dates that you're going to need for the first move-in for the following year.
That absolutely makes sense. And I can only imagine that would be a nightmare to have to move your student into a hotel for a few weeks when they're excited to start school. So, wow. So Xavier, can you tell us a little bit of a success story that you've maybe had in your career, just being very organized and kind of planning out, and how smoothly something like that ran?
I can explain a small win and a big win.
Perfect.
So small wins for us are exactly what he had mentioned there, being able to come in right after our move-in, being able to speak with us and assess what our fails were, what were our wins in that process. It helps because we're getting instant gratification at that time, right? We're talking small wins. So if he's able to come by, hey, we actually had 2 boxes over the order of our drip pans. We actually don't need these, but what I could use are a few HVAC filters that I forgot about. That helps us. That relationship, that transparency gets us better, and it gets us our product right there, right then, so that we don't have to have upset students, upset parents, right? We're trying to take care of them instantly. And I also appreciate the ease it is for them to check in on us and get those returns and those credits processed. I haven't had the same success with other vendors, but Chadwell Supply does look out for us, and that's part of our fiscal responsibility. Bigger wins for us is the fact that they're able to map out our orders and give us a chronological history and a frequency history so that we're knowing not only what we're ordering, but when we're ordering it, and the hot topics, right? The products we order the most, so that those aren't forgotten, right? So when he's letting me know, hey, I just got your order, but I noticed that you forgot you grabbed 3 replacement water heaters last year because you had a few groups move in and you needed that. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate, one, you looking out for me, and two, having that in our order history so that we do have that big win at the end of the day, because what's worse than moving in and not being able to take a hot shower?
Those are all great points. So you said, with your knowledge base, you've been in the student housing market for over 12 years. Can you share some of the key questions that you had when you look back as a young property manager, and then today, the questions that you would ask a vendor if, like, you need support and you're starting the process of the 2000, an example, 25 turn? What are some key questions that you would ask your vendor for help with?
First question I'm asking is, even though it's hard to guarantee sometime, I'm just asking, what are the probability or chances of an order being delayed or confirmed to be on time? We just want to make sure that we have a backup plan in the event that it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We're also wanting to make sure that we have a reliable means of communication there with our vendor. We've had opportunities and situations in the past where once the order is initiated, confirmed, and executed, you might not hear or see from that person again, right? So knowing that Chadwell Supply has someone that's tangible, able to be reached out to, will reach back out to you, makes it successful, makes that process easier, right? So you want to have reliable communication with your vendor. You want to make sure that the order itself is going to be reliable, dependable. And then honestly, my other biggest question would be is, what is the favor for the favor in the relationship? Our relationship is mutually beneficial and we appreciate that. And so because it is, we're more inclined to do business with Chadwell Supply, right? If we're a management company who's doing a large amount of our business there with Chadwell, we want to make sure that Chadwell's there to do business with us. And so having that mutual beneficial relationship is an important aspect of the success and career there of both the representative and property manager.
And I think that's where the partnership comes in, right? And being that those open lines of communication. We always say we can manage good news, we can manage bad news, we can't manage no news.
Correct.
We really pride ourselves at Chadwell Supply on being communicative with our customers in all areas. And, you know, sometimes there are issues beyond our control, and being able to communicate that with you. So thank you for that feedback. That's important to us.
I think it's important we're using words like friendship, relationship, and partnership, because that's what they all are.
Speaking of partnerships, one of the things that we've been looking at and evaluating at Chadwell Supply are having shipping containers or storage units on site for student turns. Based on your knowledge, I know the current location that you're at now, Phoenix Apartments, you have your own standalone shed, I believe. Do you feel that would be a valuable thing for student turns for a partner like Chadwell Supply to provide that?
Most definitely. I would confidently say 70 to 80% of student properties are using storage containers for their turn orders. You have all of your supplies in one spot. It's easier access for the maintenance techs and maintenance supervisors to grab those supplies and be on the go. It also frees up the office and the traffic that they're seeing from people coming and going. So storage containers have been an intricate part of the turn process for years now.
That's great. Yeah, I personally have walked student properties. I've gone into the office and you're trying to navigate through blinds and step over them and all those different things that are there rather than just having it in a storage unit. Chadwell Supply, we do offer a rebate program. This is something new that we've come up with. So if the property would procure the storage unit and have that on site, then we'll take a portion of your spend in a rebate form, then provide that back to you so you can pay for that storage unit.
So what kind of questions are property managers asking at key points in the process? What, as a vendor, supplier, partner, do we need to kind of prepare for in that process to make the communication better?
What cadence would you want in terms of communication, like the back and forth? Do you want that from the 90 days out, 60 days out, 30 days out? In an ideal scenario, what would you want the cadence be for giving updates on turn orders up to the delivery date?
If I'm not explaining myself to be high maintenance, I do think that each of those check-in points is ideal. Even if anything hadn't changed, 30, 60, 90 is appreciated. Honestly speaking, about 90 days out is when we do our last furniture check throughout the entire property. It's a good chance to kind of just ask for any last minute things that would have changed just in our general turn order. Of course, you do see things during your pre-walks that weren't there when you actually do your initial move out walk. And so having something as close to as a 30 day check-in just guarantees that some of those things that could have slipped through the crack don't have an opportunity to do so. The more the better, right? You can't necessarily over communicate in turn. And I would hate to be in a situation where, you know, I was getting lack thereof, but over communication is key. I do think 30, 60, 90 is fair, if not upping the frequency a little more.
No, that's great. And so we all know that best laid plans, that you have everything that you need on the day of, you know, that you've requested for delivery. Are there items that you see that you need to order 2 weeks in or a week in, like some common items that you've seen? You know, we're typically in your experience, you've been short on these one or two items.
Yes, sir. And of course, most of those reminders come from our move-in inspection sheets from our prospects turned residents moving in. But if you're hip enough and you're able to get ahead of that, things that are commonly missed are bathtub stoppers, sink stoppers, just to name a few. You want to make sure that even though the item itself might seem small, it's not necessarily being overlooked. Of course, you are going to make sure that you take care of your drip pans and the burners and the stove. That's right in front of you, right? But did you forget that crisper tray? Did that fridge have an ice maker kit? So those are some of the smaller things that we might overlook that we want to make sure we still have secured in our order. And then if we have a chance to remind, we're taking advantage of it well.
So Xavier, earlier you had mentioned something about, you know, the supply chain and things like that. And so much of that is just beyond our control. But with things happening in our world today, do you see the process being delayed a little bit more? And are you planning earlier than normal, or is it still just business as usual?
Planning is key. As we mentioned earlier, transparency has helped us be successful working with Chadwell Supply. What Chris and I do is, in the event that there is something that I need or is unique to my property, he will give me information on next best available, which we appreciate. The fact that some other vendors will not give you the opportunity or provide you that information leaves you without. We are always still wanting and in need of the product we're asking for. So if you're giving us options on the next best available product or match, we're humbly accepting, and we're glad to be working with someone who's working with us.
And I think that's, again, what makes Chadwell Supply a little bit different is, you know, that partnership. Our fulfillment rates are really high for the industry average, and it's because we can help you do out-of-the-box thinking and planning ahead when there is going to be something coming down that we're just was out of anyone's control, or, you know, just something that maybe we don't have that item, but we have this item, and it will work just as well, if not different. So again, that's where that partnership and the knowledge and the history really comes into play for you guys to feed off of each other and be successful for the residents.
Chadwell Supply has gotten us out of a few time-sensitive scenarios.
That's great to hear. So Chris is your territory sales manager with Chadwell Supply that kind of helps come alongside you in that Orlando market.
Yes, he is. You guys might call him that. I just call him the guy that always takes care of me.
Awesome. Matt, Xavier, thank you so much for being on the MRO show today, presented by Chadwell Supply. We appreciate you sharing all your student turn knowledge and expertise with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can hear more episodes at chadwellsupply.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast service.